This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Hachette Audio presents See How Small. Written by Scott Blackwood. Read by Rangan Altai. For Ava, Ellie, and Tommy. The first time I heard the voice, I was terrified. It was noon, in summer, in my father's garden. I seldom heard the voice when it was not accompanied by a light. Usually, it was very bright. Joan of Arc, from the transcript of her trial. Thomas Aquinas invented a third order of duration, distinct from time and eternity, which he called avum. It coexists with temporal events at the moment of occurrence, being, as was said, like a stick in a river. Avum, you might say, is the time order of novels. Frank Kermode, The Sense of an Ending.
It shall be called Bottom's Dream because it hath no bottom. Nick Bottom in William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Part 1. Chapter 1. We have always lived here, though we pretend we've just arrived. That's the trick, to make forgetful shapes with your mouth so everything feels new and unremembered. But after a while, we slip up. A careless word.